In this video, we will talk about identifying faithful leaders before giving them authority. Microchurch multiplication depends on leaders, but not every willing person is ready for spiritual leadership. A person may be friendly, gifted, bold, available, or excited, and still need more formation before being given authority. The New Testament takes leadership seriously. In Acts 6, leaders were chosen because they had a good reputation and were full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. In 1 Timothy 3, Paul describes overseers and deacons in terms of character, maturity, self-control, hospitality, gentleness, and faithfulness. In Titus 1, elders must hold firmly to faithful teaching. In 1 Timothy 5:22, Paul warns, "Lay hands hastily on no one." That warning matters for microchurches. Small communities are relationally powerful. People open their hearts. They share struggles. They ask for prayer. They may look to the leader for guidance. If the wrong person is given authority too quickly, harm can happen. So how do we identify faithful leaders? Look first for character. Is this person humble, teachable, gentle, reliable, honest? Does this person honor people's dignity? Does this person respect boundaries? Does this person avoid gossip? Does this person listen well? Look also for faithfulness in small things. Does the person show up, serve, without needing attention, care for others, follow through, receive correction, work well with oversight, then look for calling and gifting. Can this person read scripture clearly, pray with others, welcome people, facilitate conversation, disciple someone, encourage without controlling, share the gospel with grace? A common mistake is choosing leaders only because they are charismatic. Charisma may gather people, but character sustains trust. Another mistake is waiting for perfect leaders. We are not looking for perfection. We are looking for faithful, teachable, growing disciples. In a microchurch, future leaders may begin as helpers. Then they may become apprentices. Then they may receive training. Then, with endorsement and oversight, they may be commissioned for greater responsibility. This is how multiplication becomes healthy. We do not merely multiply meetings, we multiply trustworthy servants. A microchurch planter should keep asking, "Who are the 10 people I can help raise up for future ministry?" Then disciple them patiently, train them wisely, and never give authority faster than character can carry it.